there's some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief.
Okay.
There's too much confusion.
This is Kerry Cassidy and Bill Ryan, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. We're on the show today with Miriam Delicato. And we were just talking about how people are sort of changing and, I mean, I would just say flipping out, generally speaking, all around. And I think that you, Miriam, have experienced this maybe in some very dark ways, but we have also been experiencing something like this.
Yeah, you know, we've had, the three of us have, of course, stayed in contact with one another, and we've talked, and you know, this is something that's really important to note, is that if, for example, I've had some really negative and dark energies around me lately, in the last, several months, and I can say this, it's deeply disturbing when, for example, there is an individual out there who I've had, you know, two conversations with, and this individual has basically become very close to a number of indigenous people from South America. And what's frightening is that I know that this person is doing black magic. I know that he's threatened people's lives. I know that he has you know, threatened my life. And so in saying all of that, these other individuals that are around him, the only thing that people are seeing, and certain people are seeing, is this wonderful, beautiful soul. And it's and that goes right back to this irrational thinking that people have. You know, it's a dangerous time right now. And we all need to be very careful of who we associate ourselves with, because these incidents that are happening where people are literally flipping out and making statements that are false and irrational, the question is, how do you get away from that? I had an incident recently where this woman from Canada is making some pretty bold statements about me. She's making statements that are so ludicrous that I don't even understand how she could even come up with them. But the fact is that certain people, even friends of mine, are listening to her. Now, what I can say is, I am very, very happy and that I have both of you, Bill and Kerry, to be able to talk to about this, because I know who I am. I know who I am. And I was at a very dark point about a month and a half ago, and I was ready to throw in the towel and say, you know what, I don't want to do this work for unity and to bring people together and to bring, you know, to help bring peace to this earth. I was ready to throw in the towel. And the only reason that I didn't was because I was able to go to the people that I trust, that I love, that I respect, and say, this is what's going on. And you helped me to pull out of that and see that, you know, I can just let these people go and I don't have to focus in on them. And I think that's a lesson for all of the listeners. If you've got people in your life right now that are flipping out on you, and that have lost their minds, let them go. Because holding on to them is not going to do you any it's not going to give you anything back. We need to, as light workers on the earth, we need to stay together. And I believe that what's happening is that, as we discussed yesterday, is that, you know, the bonds that we make as light workers is crucial and critical to the changing times that we're moving into. And because our light is getting stronger, I think the darkness is getting stronger as well. And for me, this accident was no accident. I think that there were other dark energies that were trying to stop me from coming here, stop me from doing my work. That's very, very clear to me at this point. And
yeah, I have to say that we've witnessed some similar kinds of things going on in our midst, and I think it is a very interesting dilemma that we're in, because what you're seeing are the movement of the dark forces through using people as their instruments, and a lot of times those people are even unaware that they're being used. Some of them are parading as light workers, and they are not working in the light. However, they do not realize this. They sell a very, a bill of goods to other people. And so there's a lot of deception going on. And I think as we, as people and the sort of evolution has gotten to a very critical place with humanity, and I think that right now you're seeing a huge revealing going on. And I guess I sound slightly apocalyptic when I say that, but I have to say the thinning of the veils is not only between dimensions, but it's between people. Between kinds of beings out there, and the people and the different affiliations and loyalties that even, humans have that they're sometimes not consciously aware of. Loyalties and bargains and deals they have made before coming into this incarnation with the dark side, so to speak. And they are fulfilling missions that may be associated with the dark side and not even really fully cognizant of that. So I think it's really important as light workers for people to realize who they are, to be able to see through the facades and to begin to draw together and form strong bonds where we can sort of stand in for each other and protect each other as we go forward. And Bill, wouldn't you say that that's the case with us, that we have seen around ourselves, even lately, some people that have been getting completely wrong information and running with it in the most amazing way? And there's just no explanation for some of the sort of instantaneously changes in personality that you see around you.
Yeah, I don't want to characterize anything personally here, because we're all fallible, we're all theoretically vulnerable. I think the thinning of the veil, which you described, works both ways, in as much as it can make us more accessible to forces that are not necessarily malevolent, that actually might want to use us and gain access to us in that way. It's a little bit easier for them to pick the lock and get at somebody. And I think that what often happens, what seems to be happening, is that, for instance, let me take a very general example, and I've seen this sort of thing apply in various particular ways in a number of instances, and that is somebody who's very smart, and because they're smart and because they work with information, they're intelligent and they're principled, and they know that they're intelligent and principled, and therefore they trust their own intelligence and they trust their own judgment, and then something is introduced into their software, which they don't realize. Here I'm talking metaphorically, like a bug in their judgment software, in their ability to process data and come to a rational conclusion. And then they come to an irrational conclusion, but because they're confident about their intellect, they believe what they have concluded. And they don't go around saying, well, I'm not sure whether I'm right or I'm not sure whether I'm wrong. They're confident. And then they make a statement that's completely wild and is often targeted against somebody who's trying to do something beneficial. And they absolutely believe what they're saying. They're not acting out of their own integrity. They're working with their own integrity. And this is how problematic the thing is. Because if then you approach that person and you say, look, you've come to a wrong conclusion and you've got your data wrong, they just say, no, I haven't. I'm sorry to have found out this stuff out about you, and I'm afraid I'm right, and I'm not going to have anything more to do with you, period. And that then becomes, it makes it impossible to counter this kind of thing intellectually through what, under normal circumstances, you could debate something. You could say, look, you've got something wrong, let me correct you. Or, you're making 2 and 2 equals 5, let's look at how you've reached your conclusion here. Somebody becomes so confident that they can't actually reassess their own processing of how they've arrived at a judgment that then for them becomes very final, because they're standing on a matter of principle. That's another strength of theirs. And so the only thing you can do, and this is where I go right back to where to what you were saying just a couple of moments ago, is that you just have to let it go. This is a war and there are casualties, and even when somebody who's a very close friend seems to turn against you, you have to let it go and keep on doing your work, because one of the intentions is that we go down that next rabbit hole and we start following this up and we start going to see them, knocking on their door and begging them to understand and get distracted, and then what's happening is our work isn't getting done. And so that's another aspect of this that actually constitutes a major distraction, by preying on the fact that we will all, as, you know, principled emotional people, become emotionally struck by this. It's very hurtful to have somebody turn against you in public and say some things that are just not true. You have to let it go. And if there's anyone out there who's listening, who's experiencing things like this, this is what I believe is the best advice. Just keep on doing what you do well, and don't get into firefights on forums, on email, on telephone calls, in radio shows. Don't just stay focused and keep on doing your work, because the intention of all of this is probably to stop you from doing your work, and that's the most important thing. Would you agree?
Well said, Bill. Well said, both of you. I completely agree, because last year, the message, one of the strongest messages that I've been receiving from my tall blonde ETs, is to not allow yourself to be distracted. And, you know, I've clearly had some incidents where, you know, just a couple of people have stepped into complete and utter darkness. And the only problem with trying to ignore someone like this is that these two individuals that I have in are surrounding me right now, you know, they have no concept that they're in darkness. And one of the things that I found, which is really interesting, is that, and I know this is a fact in both cases, is that they have, to one individual, they'll make certain statements about me, and then to another one, they'll say other statements. And they're all, as you said, using that higher intellectual reasoning that they believe what they're saying. But to whoever it is that they're speaking, they're always saying something different, but they're always saying what that individual would want to hear in order to not speak to me again, or to question me, or something along those lines. And as long as I stay in my truth and I don't jump up and down and go, no, 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 that's not true, you know, please listen to me. I mean, you know, we know who we are. And I'm not going to allow a couple of people out there who are living in darkness to distract me and pull me aside to the point where I'm tossing in the towel. But I have to admit that had I have not received the emails that I did from both of you, I would have thrown in the towel, because I at least had you to be able to tell you a little bit of what was going on and how I was feeling. And then what you did is with your power and with your strength, you gave it back to me and said, no, Miriam, hold on. So the point, I think, and the reason why I wanted to come on to this today was to program, even though I feel like I'm ready to pass out, is to say, you know, regardless of what's going on with these people in their lives, there's certain patterns to look for, and this is what I've noticed. First of all, the person is making the statement that they're light workers. That's usually the first thing that happens, is that they're already in the public eye in to some level, some degree, and they're saying that they're light workers in some form. Secondly, they position themselves around other people with higher profiles than themselves in order to get recognition. Third, they then begin to move into ego and power and start to not allow anyone to enter into their field unless they go by their exacting rules. So they usually have a lot of demands. They're usually very demanding people.
Okay, we're going to have to, the break is coming up here, so we're going to have to continue on the other side of the break with this. It's very good for you to be outlining this, and let's continue on the other side.